Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet, speaking to Riley Banks Snyder. Hello, Riley. How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right. I'm running all around, Riley, today, because I'm going to go to China for 10 days, and I'm not prepared. But, you know, you're a very prepared person and a very good, kind, loving human being on our planet. Riley, unlikely shares the journey of a remarkable teenager, that's you, and you share this, and you find a love for Kenyan children and a mission to build a school, I think a school that had like one pencil or something. So tell us about what you've been doing and why you're doing what you're doing, and you're one uplifting, good, kind person. So tell us what's going on, Riley.
I started a nonprofit when I was 13 years old after I got home from my first trip to Kenya. And while I was there, I was helping serve in first and second graders' classrooms, and I was helping them learn English. And so they were spelling it out on their piece of paper, and they had these little stubby pencils without any other writing utensils. And every single kid at our table used the same little pencil to write in their notebook. And so I remember coming home from that trip, and I had fallen in love with this place and these people who were just so thankful and grateful for everything that they had. And, you know, I kept thinking about these kids that were finally getting to sit in the classroom because their parents came up with the funds, or they were able to find a sponsor, but they didn't have the necessary equipment that they were needing to learn. And so with the help of my family and our community here in Branson, I had a lawyer volunteer his time and knowledge to help fill out paperwork to start a nonprofit that we call Generation Next. And we started just taking school supplies to kids in Kenya, and it just continued to grow. We continue to do school supplies, but we also do hygiene kits to keep a lot of young girls in school and out of prostitution. We also have a school in Kenya that provides a free education for 40 students, and they also get a meal a day. They don't have to pay for their teacher's fees or their uniforms. And then we recently just purchased a community center over there that we plan to farm to have a feeding program there, and also do sewing for women who are widowed or without jobs. So that's kind of how Generation Next got started and kind of what we're doing up till now.
Yay, Riley. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. It's Timothy 4:12, said Reverend Paul Sackett. So this is really very, very special. So how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I'm 20 years old. I just turned 20 in May.
You know, you're not supposed to ask a girl her age, but I hope you
don't
mind.
Okay. That's okay.
So Riley, unlikely. So why unlikely, Riley? Why is that the name of your book?
Well, Riley Unlikely, the unlikely part just comes from, like I talk in the book, that when I was younger, I was just, I was very shy and quiet and introverted, and I think I was, you know, one of those people that just thought that she couldn't really do anything big, and I think I had a lot of people who didn't think I could either because I was so quiet and shy, and I think, I just one of those people that they're like, oh, I don't know, she probably won't do very well in Kenya. I don't really know how she's going to handle that. But just how, like, this one opportunity to travel to Kenya opened so many doors and just was a huge testing of my faith. And I just learned so much about myself and how God can take the most unlikeliest people and turn them into exactly what he wants them to be, and give them just an incredible purpose and plan for their life, and just how, you know, might have people who look down on us or we are looking down on ourselves, and he just has such tremendous faith in every single one of us.
Since I am also a reverend, I want to ask you, where does, you sound, you know, like you have religion and love in your soul. Where does the religious part, if you call it religious or spirituality, where does that come from? How was it from your upbringing? Where did that come from?
So I've always grown up in church. Our family's been, you know, we're Christian, we go to church. And I guess, I mean, that's how I would have just described myself. I was started my relationship with Christ after I was in sixth grade. And I went to a lock-in at a church here in Branson, and the speaker was talking, and she said, you know, you have the key to your heart, and not, you know, until you hand over that key to Jesus, will he unlock the door to your heart and just come in and take over completely. And that was the night that I prayed, you know, for Jesus to come into my heart and just take over my life. And then I started going on trips to Kenya, and, you know, it was whenever my relationship with him just continued to be tested, because I was seeing things and experiencing things that I never had before. And even since I was 13 and been on that trip and trying to run a nonprofit in an organization that I've had a lot of challenges and things that I've come up against that I've been like, God, I don't really understand how this is part of your plan. Like, I'm, you know, this part's frustrating me, or I'm not understanding why this isn't working out. And just like continually relying on him and building that relationship with him and that trust and being faithful in his timing and everything that he has going on in my life. You know, I wouldn't say before when I was 13 or whatever age before that I have the relationship with him that I have now. It's so much stronger and so much more detailed than it was so long ago.
So how did you go over there, though, initially? Did somebody send you there, or what happened?
So my aunt and uncle were serving over in Kenya for 6 months. My uncle's a doctor, and he was serving in a hospital called Tenwick. And they had done a lot of mission work in other countries before, but after hearing them talk about Kenya, I was really interested in going and visiting them. And they had always kind of made me interested in mission work just through their stories, but I guess I thought when I was 13 I was old enough to go. But I, you know, after hearing them talk about it, I prayed about it and thought about it and finally got the courage to ask my parents to go. And they just kind of looked at me and one another, and they just said, you know, I don't really see why not. This is a great opportunity. We're going to have family over there. And, you know, my parents were just like, this is probably the best time for you to get to experience this.
Wow. This is marvelous. Well, did you make some new friends over there that you're still communicating with? And what do they think about everything?
Yeah, I have a ton of Kenyan friends. We still communicate. I have this a couple of friends that are. I have one girl that's my age, and then another boy who's a few years older than me. That we sponsor and send to school, but I've known them for quite a few years, and they're some of my closest friends. And, you know, we have great relationships with even our, you know, our staff at our school and at our center. And, yeah, sometimes you wish you could bring them home with you because you miss not getting to see them for such long periods of time.
Wow, this is really beautiful. You have a nice website, beautiful website, and it has click here to get your copy of the book. You have a lot about home, about you, some health store. What's in that store?
We have a lot of Kenyan merchandise and things like that. So that's all in our store.
All righty. Well, you know, you're doing a wonderful service, and the book is being published through HarperCollins, right? Publisher. World's leading Bible publisher. So, you know, you have a lot of support. You have real good professionals involved with what you're doing. And the future for you is what?
Eventually, I just got married in May. And so my husband has a couple more years left. Thank you. But my husband has a couple more years left in school. And then after that, we're going to work on living in Kenya for a few months, and then coming home and living for a few months on and off, just rotating. So we can get a lot more work done in Kenya, but also we would like to be able to, you know, come home and fundraise and tell people what we're doing. And, you know, I don't want to leave the whole burden of fundraising and stuff on my parents here at home. So that's what we plan on doing.
Beautiful, beautiful. Two last quick questions. All right. The first one is, you know, our show's called Good News Planet, and so we're always promoting, you know, the people doing good like you. What's good news for you in any sense of your life?
I guess good news for me is I don't know. I think the good news for me is that my relationship with Christ has made me who I am, not anything else in this world, and that is what drives so much of what I do.
All righty. The last question I'll ask as well, because we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st, as declared by the United Nations, declared by all the countries of the United Nations, 193. And we're working very hard to go into schools and to create the Peace Day events. And we ask many, many people, what does peace mean to you? And so I would like to ask you, what does peace mean to you, Riley?
What does peace mean to me? I would say it would be an understanding of one another. We might not always have the same views, and we might see things very differently, but I think coming together for the common good is peace and understanding one another despite our differences.
Beautifully stated. What a wonderful person. Riley, fantastic. Thank you so much. And your website is called?
It's generationnextcares.org.
All right. And we'll link to that. And best of luck. However we can support what you're doing, please let us know. Give us updates.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Riley. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.